Are there any people who were in PJ Gang last week here? I think we may be PJ Gang. Oh, no, you guys weren't there last week, were you? So you were, I was going to warn the PJ Gang people not to shout out answers because we covered all of this last week. So, but what I do need are three brave volunteers. I need brave and strong volunteers. You can be any age, from 0 to 99. And even 100 if you're anybody here of that age. I just need three of you to come on up, or I'll start picking on people. So, oh, well done, you two. Thank you very much. Brilliant. And we've got another one over here. Thank you. Right. Are you the brave or the strong one? You're brave. Excellent. This is what we need. You guys are going to be the strong ones. Right. What have we got hiding under the tea towels? Well, nothing too spectacular. A
lemon.
A lemon and
orange.
Right, would you two like to squeeze these really hard and get the juice out into a glass? There we go, we've got a glass each. Squeeze really hard and see if you can get the juice out. Not quite strong enough. Right, I think what we might need to do is there we are. Slice the orange in half. You know what this is?
Yeah.
What's it called?
That's a juicer.
A juicer or a reamer, and you just stick it in there and squidge it around. See if you can do that without making... It'd be hard to do it without making some kind of a mess. And let's do the same with the lemon, shall we? Okay. Are you guessing now why you've got to be brave? Right, have a go with that. Whoop. I get it down a little bit closer because it's going to squidge everywhere. Oh. Yeah, that's it. We knew this was going to be nice and messy. Well, you're getting a lot of juice out of both of those. Give it a good squidge. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Whoever makes who makes juice in the morning this way? Yeah, I didn't think anybody did anymore. Yeah, exactly. It's too much hard work. Right, do you want to try the other half of the lemon? Because I don't think you're going to get much more out of that one. And the same there.
Is that right, Stephen? Life gives you a lemon, make lemonade.
If life hands you lemons, just throw them back and say, I wanted oranges. That's what I always say. Right, you're doing well there. Getting quite a bit of juice out of this. So, are you ready for this? You see, I knew you were a brave one. Right, I think you've just about got as much as you're going to get out of those. Let me do that. I think what you might also be needing at this stage, a couple of baby wipes each, because you have got now tons of juice all over your hands. Thank you very much. Round of applause for my strong... Right. Now, I want you to try... First of all, try that one. And then I want you to tell me what it tastes like. We're having a good sip there. And? What's that like?
Tastes like orange.
It tastes like orange. Now, there's a surprise. And is that a nice taste?
No.
It's not. Okay, you don't like orange so much. Is it sweet?
It's sour.
It's sour. Oh, no, that's really sweet. Mm. Now try that one. What do you reckon?
Sour but tasty.
Now, I was hoping he was good, because everybody normally, and we've got tons of photos at home of people doing this. It's funny, you're the first person I've come across who's drunk lemon juice that doesn't pull the lemon juice face, because it's not all it's... You can take the orange juice with you if you like it. Yeah, I thought you might like it. Go on then. And sit down. Round of applause. Ah, that's left me with the lemon juice. I'm going to have to make lemonade now, aren't I? So, lemon on orange. You give them a good squeeze, you get some interesting flavored juices out. I was going to see if we had a few other fruits like grapefruit and lime as well, but we decided we'd just stick with the two. When you're under pressure, what comes out of you? Not juice. I'm going to tell a story about my dad. My dad died long before even Hannah was born. So none of you would probably have ever met him, although he was at our wedding 26 years ago, nearly.
Four.
25. I said pray for her, please, because she has to be married to me, poor woman. In this case, the truth, or my total lack of preparation. Now, my dad was, I died a long time ago, and he was one of the kindest, warmest, gentlest people I've ever known. But his background was anything but. When he was a little boy, his father jumped ship in New York. As far as we know, we have a whole branch of the Fouch family somewhere in the United States, but we've never heard from them or seen them or know anything about them. His mother was left behind, and she took to drink. And his earliest memories of sitting outside various pubs around Southampton with his siblings playing whilst they waited for their mum to come back out of the pub, usually drunk and sometimes with another man. It was not a happy childhood, and eventually they all got taken into care. He left what he used to call the orphanage, which he said were the happiest days of his life, oddly enough, to go into the Merchant Navy. And he spent his Merchant Navy years on the Baltic convoys and the Atlantic convoys during the Second World War, got torpedoed, shot at, various other things, some of which, thank you very much, some of which he never told us, but obviously haunted him to his life's end. And yet, if you ever met him, you wouldn't have known any of that. What came out of him was kindness, love, and a desire to make a family and everything that he never had as a child. And a lot of people will have gone through things in life like that, and they will react in different ways. We all do. We're all different. And some of us will come through difficult times a stronger, better person and a kinder person, and some of us will respond in a different way. And we've all been there. We've all had times when we've responded badly to difficult situations. What's in us is what spills out of us when we're put under pressure. As somebody else put it, look what you're filled up with, because when you get knocked, that's what's going to spill out of you. Mary and Joseph were put in a very difficult situation, both of them, as we've heard. This is why I was going to tell the Sunday school kids to be quiet, because we covered all of this last week, and they should have had all the answers if they remembered what we covered. Mary and Joseph had a really tough time. They were in a very difficult situation. There were two young people starting out in life who suddenly dropped into a situation that neither of them had asked for or expected. But how did they respond? Mary said, Lord, I'm going to do what you're asking of me. It's your will. I'm going to see this through. All the consequences of taking that step, of making that choice. She didn't know if Joseph was going to reject her. She didn't know if her family was going to reject her, but she knew that God was at work, so she took a leap of faith. Joseph was in a similar situation. Now, you get a measure of Joseph's character by the fact that it tells us he could have made a fuss. He could have got Mary into really big trouble, but he was going to keep it on the down low. He was going to keep it quiet. He wasn't going to make a fuss. He wasn't going to get her into trouble. But he was obviously a very hurt and upset young man. And then suddenly God shows him, no, this is part of God's plan. This is God's work, not human work. And he takes the leap of faith and he marries Mary. Both of them had a choice. They could have said no, they could have acted differently. But what they had in them was faith. Faith that God would do what he had promised. Even if the circumstances looked so different, so utterly alien to what they had hoped for, so wrong in so many ways, and yet God was going to bring right out of it. And we all face circumstances and times in our lives when things are tough. It might be problems at work, bullies at school. It could be any one of a number of things. How are we going to respond when we hit a difficult situation? Are we going to trust God and follow him? Or are we going to react out of our own fear and anger and emotions? And believe me, fear and anger are not wrong in themselves. We all have times when we're afraid. We all have times when we're angry. Jesus himself went through that. He went through fear in the Garden of Gethsemane. We see his prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we see him angry as well several times in the Gospels. Think about him driving the money changers out of the temple. Anger and fear are not wrong. It's what we do with them. Do we have the faith to trust God to take our fear and say, I'm scared, Lord, but I'm going to trust you? Or do we have the faith to say, I'm angry about this because it's wrong? God, what do you want me to do to make it right? That's the choice that Mary and Joseph made. Those are the ones that we have before us. Let's think about that for a bit. And we're going to go through a confession now, just to bring to God the times perhaps when we have struggled to do what's right, when we've been under pressure in this last week, or the times when we have found things really difficult and we've been really afraid and we may have struggled to trust God. Let's pray. Do you want to go back to the beginning of the first slide? Thank you. When we allow darkness and fear to overcome the light and hope, forgive us, Lord. When we reduce Christmas to just plastic and tinsel, have mercy on us, Father. When hardness of heart keeps us all from seeing and hearing and touching the needs of others, let your grace consume us, O God. When the wars, disasters, famines, and hardship around us are of no concern, forgive us, Lord, and move us to compassion for those who suffer. When our caring is not extended to action, move us to seek justice for our brothers and sisters. We come to confess our sinfulness before you and before each other. Remove all barriers that divide us, and let there be no obstacle to our love for you and for one another. Amen.